It is the Nintendo PowerCast episode 391. I'm your host, N64 Josh. Johnny, what's up, baby?
What's going on? I'm not in 4K right now, and I'm annoyed.
Crawler, what's up, baby?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
And Cheesy, what's up?
What's going on, Cheese Curds?
Well, there's been a lot of shows this week. This is going to be our third, like the third show of the day, actually. So, you know, that's happening. Before we jump into this, guys, jump into the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. We would love to have you come hang out, talk games with us this weekend. First, huge thank you to everybody that showed up last Saturday for the 12 hour. It turned into a 10 hour because we didn't do the full 12. Chat ran stream where you guys bought 15 minute segments and it got crazy. I did Ring Fit Adventure. I did Vroom in the Night Sky, like, which is in the, if you look up worst games on Switch, it's like the number one most hated game on the Switch, and up there with Balan's Wonderland. I was surprised.
Not like Bouncy that, Bob or whatever. Did everybody, I mean, Bouncy Bob?
Pretty rough also because it's touchscreen only. So yeah, but we had a lot of fun. Well, this, I was going to do a 24-hour stream, and I'm like, you know, a lot of people are going to be asleep during that 24 hours. So we're doing two 12-hour streams as long as you guys are buying slots. And this is to get to PAX Unplugged. So huge thank you to everybody that's already helped out there. If you can't make it and you want to help support the cause, you can go to n64josh.com/donate, and a handful of you already done that. So seriously, thank you for that. We really, really do appreciate it. So I think there's gonna be a chance I get to meet Johnny in person since I'm heading to PA. So that'll be cool. And I do want to let you guys know, if you check the link in my bio on any of my socials, I'm now doing coaching. So if you're thinking about getting into content creation, or you're in the thick of it, and maybe you realize that it's pretty lonely, or maybe you don't have a solid strategy for your just for your content, maybe you're just firing up a stream and wondering why you can't grow, you can set up a free discovery call with me. And we can talk about what could be some options for you to really get a good plan laid out and get you growing and even monetizing your content. So again, the link is in all of my bios, and it will be in the description in the show notes here as well, if that's something you're interested in. So the last thing, that same link, if you're an indie game dev and you want to have your game, interviews done on this show, your game played, talked about, shared out on TikToks, you can also sign up for some indie game dev promotion from that same link in my bio. So there we go. Before we get too much further though, Cheesy, you started streaming again, and we want to know where we can watch those streams.
Well, you can watch them at CheezyC64, CheezyC64 on Twitch. I'm also on Twitter, TikTok, if you want to follow me there. I've been taking a little bit of a break, and I'm not going to lie, it's probably because of Marvel Snap. Like, I don't know. I got sucked into that game, and I know it. And there's just like, I can create content some other time. But also, you know, we're winding down to the end of the year. So, like, let's not go too hard. You know, let's relax a little bit. Everyone deserves that.
Johnny, where can people connect with you?
I am mostly on YouTube now, but Johnny Bo everywhere. But I'm going hard on content right now. I already released two videos on YouTube. I got shorts every day. I streamed on YouTube. So Cheesy, get wrecked.
You're just making me look bad. I'm
sorry, that was mean. I do not actually mean it. Okay, take a break.
I mean, he says that, but after the show, you know, he's going to give me a hard time. Say mean names to me.
Crawler, I need help. Where can people connect with you, Crawler?
Twitter and TikTok, Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawlers without the E. But yeah, I'm playing God of War and Marvel Snap and all sorts of stuff.
And of course, because I'm N64 Josh everywhere, Johnny's holding up his Mjolnir hammer right now. Crawler's got the hammer. Cheesy and I don't. We feel like the left out kids, you know, but it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. So again, N64 Josh everywhere. If you guys want to connect with me in all the places, and I have been putting out shorts as well. I'm actually trying to figure out the shortcut in Mario Kart where I had to learn a new technique today called neutral hopping. And the way you do a neutral hop is you let go of the stick right before you hit your hop, and it allows you to get more air. So I'm trying to make this jump in Mushroom Gorge with my setup without having to switch to the bitty buggy and the small wheels and the heavy character.
Say, I was seeing your TikTok. Are you trying to clear over the way
if you watch the time trials, they jump over that barrier.
The fence.
And so, yeah. And so I've come close, but I don't quite have the angle down, and I didn't know about, like, I learned about neutral hop today. So now I'm trying to incorporate that. I also learned,
you didn't know about neutral hop.
What? It's, I know, right? It's also faster to not, on the jumps where you use your glider, it's faster to not hit the jump and take the small boost and just ride that. I'm pretty sure you just ride it off and get your heavier glider come out, and it you don't slow down that way. Apparently the jump on that actually slows you down more so than the boost you get at the end. So I cannot believe I'm still learning stuff about this game, like, that's like from 2014, but you know, here we are, like, and I'm having fun with it. Like, it gives me content to put out every day. And it's fun watching and reading some of the comments too, because it's comments that were like, you need a neutral hop. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I don't even know what that is. So let's see if we can figure it out. So again, the second day, number two, I got pretty close to getting that, like, to the side, but then it threw me up into the grass on the other side of the track, which was not a viable. I don't think this is going to be a viable in-game
kind,
like,
of thing.
Like, I don't think it's going to be. It's just something that, like, for myself, like, if I want to run the time trial, I want to see if I could actually pull it off three times. So just kind of something fun, kind of different. And on YouTube, the shorts have been doing very well. Like, not like viral, but, you know, 1,000+ views per video. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to keep that going, because it's something.
Soon you'll be like me and get comments talking about
novels,
how I wear very feminine glasses, like cat eye glasses, and my hat is something. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, that's so much effort into, like, just go create something, bro. The guy that commented, he'll probably never.
But Johnny didn't know that was my private account.
That's kind of look like you a little bit. I don't know.
Troll him.
I love it.
It's the T-shirt that his 5-year-old son would wear, and large headphones.
Yeah. Crawler has that T-shirt. It was the Bowser one.
And making video with a cell phone, which apparently that's a bad thing.
Yeah, that's bad, apparently. I don't know. The cell phone's better than my
feminine 1960s style cat eye glasses.
Which he doesn't even know what cat eye glasses are, apparently.
He said a mean thing about your facial hair. Mm. I'm not going to repeat that.
Yeah, you can't say that. It's PG-13. It was a novel.
Oh, you get other ideas from other people's ideas.
Oh, so I was talking to my partner about that one, because I was confused. I didn't know what they meant with it. My logo sort of looks like the TikTok logo.
Oh.
So, okay. You thought, I guess, it was like a play on the TikTok logo?
You had that before the TikTok.
Yeah, they had it before
logo TikTok, was so out. Yeah. And then how is he even landing on your content as a grown man who still plays video games?
Like, and other silly things.
It's an algorithm, bro.
he's watching your content somewhere, man.
Yeah. Rent free, baby. Rent free.
I struck a nerve with that person.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Johnny Bo lives rent free in that man's head. Like, and many others. So, well, Johnny, you have gone hands on with Sonic Frontier on the Switch, Sonic Frontiers. And what are some of your impressions?
So if you guys don't know me, I don't like Sonic games, like, ever. I don't think there's been any good Sonic games, but I've been having fun with Sonic Frontiers. I played like 3 hours so far, and it's not really open world. It's like open zone. I believe there's like 4 zones, but they're all open. So it's more like a Mario Odyssey setup than Breath of the Wild. And there's little like challenges you could do throughout the worlds that are fun to just get distracted. I didn't really feel the urge to have to do every single one of them, because I honestly don't know how you could track them. There's these collectibles that are kind of like Korok seeds, and I don't know how many there are. I don't know how to keep track of them. So there are a couple like issues with it. Like, I understand it's not a perfect game, but I've been enjoying it. The combat is pretty fun. There's these little portals that take you into levels from older games. And I know in the reviews, there are a lot of complaints about those levels because of how they control. And in a way, I agree, but they're just fun to go into and do like an old school.
Are they 2D or 3D when you go into those?
It depends. There's a couple that are 3D, and like there's a Green Hill Zone one that's 2D. So I think it depends on what game it goes back to.
So I was watching I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh no, I've been playing on Switch. It's 30 FPS. It feels fine to me. I know nothing to compare it to, but it feels fine.
What I was gonna say is I was watching some gameplay, and those zones that you're talking about where you like go into like the 2D kind of areas. Do you feel that it slows down the gameplay after you've been running around in this open zone, just speeding fast like Sonic, and then you go into these other zones? Does it feel like it slows down to you?
I mean, a little bit, but it's also a nice little change of pace. Like, say you don't want to keep doing the challenges out in the world. Then you just go to the zones, which you have to do, because the way it works is there's 7 Chaos Emeralds in every zone, and you have to do these little portal challenges to get keys. The keys unlock the emeralds, so you have to do them. They're part of the main story. So it's not like you can avoid them, but there are like side, like you collect hearts to unlock Amy's memories. There's you can gain power and speed. So I see what you're saying. It does change the pace a little bit. And I didn't mind it too much, though.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, like, the other thing, it seemed like the puzzles were all kind of similar to one another. Like, with Sonic, to solve this puzzle, you got to run. And then to solve this puzzle, you got to run, you know? Like,
it's not a hard game. It's not. Okay. And the puzzles aren't challenging. Like, there's one, there's a wheel, like a hamster wheel, is one of the you'll find hamster wheels around the world. And I honestly don't understand why you even have to do them, because I think you just have to run and then automatically like powers up and you complete it.
Yeah.
The other one's like, you want to follow the pattern of these light up areas. There was one that was kind of cool. You had to like draw your own grind rails. And I found that one to be a little bit trickier than the other ones. So there's some variety, but it's not setting the world on fire. And you have to do those challenges to unlock more of the or to see more of the map. So it's not like there's no towers that you have to climb up to the top and then you get like the whole area unlocked. Mm-hmm. You have to do these challenges. I don't know how they decided what challenges unlock certain areas, because it's not like a square or a circle. It's like a random Tetris piece, or it kind of looks like the Turf War battle. Like, it's just like a random, like, it's a random shape. It's not a square, it's not a circle, and you're like, why didn't it unlock this piece? It's weird. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Huh. And do you notice like performance issues on Switch, or have you kind of ran into any problems like that?
I haven't. I mean, it doesn't look phenomenal. Like it's, you know, it's a little blurry in the overworld. And I was doing a Green Hill Zone portal and it hurt my eyes. Like it did not look good in the speed that it was going. I don't know if it's because it's 30 FPS as opposed to 60 that the other versions have, but I, you know, it's my brand to be Nintendo. So I got it on Switch.
Yeah.
But I honestly, okay. I would, if you want to get Sonic Frontiers and if you have an Xbox, PlayStation 5 or anything, get it on there. It's the same price and it's a better version. Unless you really, really, really want to play in handheld mode. That's the only.
What if I really, really want to play with my Sega Genesis controller?
I don't know if you can.
Oh, yeah, come on.
I should try. All right, I'm going to try. I'll try for you.
That would be a huge bummer if they didn't add that in.
Well, okay. I mean, do you have to use the triggers and stuff in that game?
Do you have to use the triggers or a second joystick? The trigger
is a boost.
Yeah, you might not be able to use it then.
How many buttons are on the Genesis controller? Like six?
Five?
Well, six face, and then the D-pad.
There's only three face.
Well, no, you can get the 8-bit dough one that I
know, but the official one.
So you only really need boost, jump, and attack. Like, oh, I guess there are special moves with the triggers. So, and there's, and dodge is triggers. So yeah, it probably wouldn't work.
Dang.
Well, there should be ZR and ZL at least on the Sega Genesis controller.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, they should have.
I think I have it.
You could get like that style though with 8-bit dough.
I have it.
There you go. Oh, here we go. He's getting up, ladies and gentlemen. We are getting we are going to get to the bottom of this because I know there are people that are like, I'm buying this on the Switch if I can use this controller. That
yeah, so there's three has. Face buttons.
Yep.
You got the start button.
And the D-pad.
The D-pad. There's no triggers.
Just boot it up, Johnny.
There's no ZL. There's no ZR.
There's a screenshot button and the home button.
Oh,
really?
What's this mode button?
Because even the wait mode, that might be switching your buttons so you have six on the face. Because yeah, even the 64 controller has the ZR button.
Yeah, it doesn't have ZR, ZL.
It's a huge mess, you guys.
That's
it shows how much I use this controller when I got it.
That's a thing to test this week, Johnny.
All right, I'll test it.
There you go.
I mean, if you like Sonic, I think you'll enjoy it. It's a lot of reviews said that it's a good start for like an open world Sonic, and I agree. They did take a lot of inspiration from Zelda. There's Koroks. Even the music kind of sounds like Zelda.
That's cool though. I mean, good. I mean, it's good to hear some positive, you know, it seems like some of the, like we did the Xbox Factor podcast on Tuesday and Boom was using Switch gameplay of Sonic Frontiers as the B-roll. And I was kind of digging it. Honestly, I was like,
it looks good. Like it looks decent. It looks fine.
But playing Sonic at 30 does not seem.
I might like that. Seems like it might be a title that will hit bargain prices on Black Friday, so I might pick it up then.
Oof, rough.
Well,
it's only 2 weeks away or three weeks away.
Yeah, I mean, but stuff like that happens all the time.
Well, the trick right now, if you want it, go with Target's deal.
Yeah, where
you can buy two games and get one free. You know, yeah. So
it is unfortunate that it came out this week because like God of War is like Sonic came out yesterday. God of War came out today.
Call of Duty is still casting a major shadows, breaking and all kinds of records.
And that's going to get another bump here next week when Warzone 2.0 and DMZ launches.
And then Pokemon comes out next week. So Sonic, unfortunately, is probably not going to sell that well.
why it'll be in the bargain bin.
Especially, it's getting like middling. It's getting like middling reviews too. So like,
I think IGN gave it a 7.
Yeah, I think it's like 74 on Metacritic right now. And I mean, I can see, I understand. I do believe some of the reviews were overly critical on certain things. Like, I forget what one I was watching, but they were talking about the slot machine that pops up on the UI, and they spent like 2 or 3 minutes just complaining about this slot machine, and it's like, who cares? So I don't know, but I'm not a critical reviewer, as some may know.
I know we're learning. We're gonna try to get there.
We had an indie direct this morning that we watched, and Josh and I did live reaction, and then a post show. Cheesy was able to hop in for a little bit. Johnny, was there anything that stuck out? Did you have a chance to watch it today?
Oh yeah, I watched it. I thought it was a really good direct, honestly. The two big standouts for me are Rogue Legacy 2. I love Rogue Legacy. I played Rogue Legacy 2 on Xbox. I know it's a great game. You should definitely check it out if you like roguelikes. And if you've played the first one, or even if you haven't played the first one, Cheesy.
Whoa, hey, man. Unnecessary.
And of course, Sports Story, finally. Ugh. And it's coming out next month. So, Sports Story was probably the peak. I'm also interested in that Grim Reaper game. That looked pretty cool.
Yeah, that one looks great. That looks fantastic.
And Pepper Grinder was the other one too that we all liked.
I don't remember.
As the one. Devolver Digital with the drill going through.
Oh yeah, that looked good. I learned different languages today too. So
French, a lot that of French.
Fun. French, Italian.
I thought it was one of the better ones.
Was it Norwegian? Like, I think it was like Norwegian, or I don't know what that was. One of the other.
Well, what's the grade that you give it?
For overall, like overall direct, or like an indie direct?
For indie direct,
I give it a B+. There's no Silk Song. If there was Silk Song, man, it would be S++++.
It was hard. Like, it didn't make it above a C+ for me. Like, we've had games like Celeste and Shredder's Revenge, Hades. And like, yeah,
I'm telling you, Rogue Legacy is amazing, man. And
it was so kind of brushed off though, because wasn't that just in the, was that, or no, that was just before the montage, I think, right? Because it was an out now. It's a game that's been out for a while. I mean, yeah, it kind of in that regard, it kind of got brushed off to the side, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just in a time where these games are going to be on Game Pass first, and then we'll wait a couple months. Like, if they would have shown, say, Tunic, Rogue Legacy 2, if those were, like, day and date on the Switch, I think that would have been a bigger deal than, you know, these games have already been out. That's why I think Sports Story is a good one, because that's Switch only, and Golf Story was amazing, so.
We didn't see an update on Sea of Stars yet, either. Like, that's supposed to come out this holiday as well.
Is that the holiday? I thought it was next year.
It says holiday. But yeah,
we will see. C+, Josh.
It just didn't. I mean, for me personally, right? Like, it seemed like casual game, the show, and like missed the garden. And
I think, I think I earlier gave it a B in our indie direct. Episode, and honestly, I think the pacing was really well done, because like, even though they do have a lot of cozy games and they know that that's kind of their target audience nowadays, they still were like, okay, here's our cozy game, and now we're getting into Pepper Grinder, and you know, like the Have a Nice Death, and so like they knew when there was a bit of a lull.
Man, and the dad joke puns though throughout that show.
Man, I love them. I mean, I,
well, of course you do, cheesy.
Oh, I like when they do. People are too harsh on puns.
Puns are great.
Yeah, puns they are.
We got some sales numbers here. Johnny's a little nervous, I think.
No, I'm good.
I don't know. Cheesy, how you feeling about some of these numbers?
Now. Pretty good. Feeling pretty good about these Splatoon numbers, selling 7 million units in three weeks. So, yeah, feel pretty good.
And what number are we going for? Updates yet?
13 something million, right? Is what Splatoon 2 has?
It's like 30, it's like 13.
Yeah. Until when? We have what's the cutoff?
It was until the end of the fiscal year.
Is that what we said?
Yeah.
So that's March then? Yeah, I guess that checks out.
Yeah. So through the fiscal year. I don't know. I mean, I think it's good. I think I'm gonna lose, honestly. And that's okay.
I mean, who would have thought Switch Sports would sell 6.15 million?
This chart is so misleading. Because that's
units sold.
Well, it's for the fiscal year, and I'm like, wait, is that for the quarter? Because I knew Kirby had sold like close to 5 million or close to 4 million before the end of the fiscal year. So I thought it was just like, you know, the 3 months. I'm like, did Nintendo Switch Sports sell another 6 million copies in 3 months? Like, that's ridiculous. But now it's fiscal year sales.
Yeah, because the stuff over here, the games stuff is, that's, well, it's weird because Splatoon 3 is only that quarter.
Yeah.
It's a little skews visual on the other three.
Mm-hmm. But so like, Kirby's the best-selling Kirby ever now.
Look at the jump in percentage for the OLED. I mean, obviously, it wasn't super available in fiscal 2022 Q1 and Q2, but Q2 for 23,
and it's
6,211.8% jump.
It's going to be even more sales next quarter because the Pokemon stuff.
And the Splatoon one, and more of the Splatoon one, and the Pokemon one, and just the regular one in general.
Yeah. Have we seen what the Black Friday bundle is? Is it Mario Kart?
It's Mario Kart.
Let's-a-go.
Yeah.
And it's not an OLED. It's just a regular
Switch. Yeah, they got to get rid of all those.
But look, like, they just put those 3 million units. Black Friday. This game still sold 3 million units in, what, 6 months?
Yeah,
6 months.
Well, that's and they're gonna have Booster Pack 3 coming out holiday. Yeah. So they're gonna market that.
That's more than Sonic Frontiers is gonna sell.
Oh my god!
I have people in my comments section tagging Johnny on TikTok. Hey, somebody's talking about Mario Kart. Get him! Which I thought was really, really funny. But it just, like, I don't know. I think somebody, I don't know if I saw one of your guys' tweets or something. You were like, they were like, why are people buying Mario Kart? And it's like, it's the game to buy when you get the Switch. Like,
it was Johnny's comment. Yeah, was that in Discord or on Twitter? It's like, that is the must-buy game on Switch.
And it does include, like, bundled sales. I mean, I don't know how many of those bundles they sold. I doubt it's the majority, but it does include those.
Yeah, the other big surprise was that Ring Fit Adventure
moved up a slot, right?
Yeah, it's the ninth slot.
So Let's Go is going to get bumped off here when
I bet that does good sales, like for the holidays.
Ring Fit?
Yeah, Ring Fit.
Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, that has a reasonable chance to jump Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it will. Unless Diamond and Pearl get a boost from Scarlet and Violet.
Will it? Confuse grandmas?
Maybe. I'm trying to think. So what's at the bottom here? What's the
Let's
last
go.
One? So we let's might go, not have
Let's Go
all the fall Pokemon off. Games.
Yeah.
Yeah, Let's Go is going to fall off.
Also,
what does this mean, the revision? What were they revising?
Where?
It says, like, if you scroll up. Some of these say like the number has been
number has been adjusted to reflect revision of sales and units in previous years. I don't know.
Great. Yeah, not a numbers. Whole
lot of change, but like Animal Crossing hit that 40 million mark. There's like a lot of big milestones that these games are hitting or could hit.
Yeah, Odyssey will probably pass 25 million.
Do you think Scarlet and Violet get more than Sword and Shield?
Yes. Because the reception of Sword and Shield weren't...
It was a few noisy people on the internet. And those people still bought it. Just they put a ski mask on. We're like,
they bought two copies. I was here.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah, 25 million units sold. Like, I tweeted about that, and then I had somebody in the somebody replying like, well, those were just the vocal minority. It's like, this was a joke. Like, it was it always makes me laugh.
I mean, this is what gen three, right? Is gen Diamond four. Pearl four
gen four.
I mean, and that I mean did that well. It's and Pokemon. gen one did that well. Like,
yeah, remakes usually do worse than the mainlines. Not on here. Arceus sold 13.91 million units.
So that has a chance. That has a chance to climb up if Ring Fit jumps Pearl and Diamond. Arceus could climb up and Violet and Scarlet could be.
They should do two lists. A list without Pokemon and a list with Pokemon.
At this point, yes. Yeah.
Give us top 25 or something.
How long before this Atron?
That's on there. That's not leaving.
You don't think Mario Party's ever leaving?
No.
No.
And the other one is so much better. Superstar is so much better.
Yeah, we don't know how much that sold. I mean, it sold like at least 6 million, I think.
It would be nice if they, made it a superstar kind of game and like updated it.
So I was watching. I was watching TV.
Uh-huh. That's a thing.
Yeah, as one does. And I was watching something with commercials, which doesn't happen very often. But the World Series. Nintendo Switch. I saw Nintendo. It was the World. Oh, you're right. It was the World Series.
So lots of Call of Duty ads.
It was a Nintendo Switch ad. And they advertised Superstar. Mario really? Party Superstars, yeah.
Is it the one, like, dad buy it, it's for you too, kind of that ad?
I've been seeing that one
on YouTube, I think. But
it had Just Dance. Like, it didn't have the main Nintendo games, but it had
Superstars. So they were Superstars. Trying to sell it to
and I'm like, are they going to update this thing?
Well, and we also have to think about it. We don't know when it's going to happen, but do we think what's the new Breath of the Wild? What's it called?
Tears of the Kingdom.
Tears of the Kingdom. How big of a debut do we have of that? Like, at one point, Breath of the Wild had sold more than physical units of the Switch.
Yeah, but that was because of
demand.
There weren't many games out at that point.
True. Yeah, and people were waiting on their Switch and they were buying the game.
I mean, I think it would do well. I don't know if it's gonna. It's weird. It's hard to get like sequels to sell more.
Splatoon 3.
Maybe.
Mario Kart 8. Well, I mean,
Easy's buying 8 million copies of Splatoon 3.
But with 114, what is it? 114.33 million units out there. Do we think at least a quarter of them would buy Breath of the Wild? Like day one? Not day one.
I still don't think like that's a good number for a player base.
That's not a player base. All of us have at least two, if not three, right? Cheesy, do you have two or three Switches?
I have three.
Okay, so we all have three Switches at least. Josh has 12. But
I would be highly offended if it doesn't sell a quarter of those.
Yeah, I think it's going to do really well. I've been trying to debate if I should talk about it or not. So I guess I'll just bring it up now. I think that Tears of the Kingdom is going to be a big anticipated sequel that people have been wanting, but I don't think it's going to have the same staying power that Breath of the Wild did. 2017 was just a different time for games. Mm-hmm. It was before live service and people like moving on to new games. There's a new game every month now, and I don't think people are going to stick around and play it as long as they did Breath of the Wild. Which is
I don't care how long you play it. They just want you to buy it.
Yeah. It's going to be a great game. But yeah, I think people are going to move on.
I hope not. I hope not. Well, we want to keep the show a little bit shorter because it's almost 1 a.m. for Johnny. So thank you guys so much for being here with us live. We see you guys. Thank you. Thank you. We did this a day early because some of the guys are going to watch Wakanda Forever tomorrow. And yeah,
are we going to tack what we did earlier on to the end of the show?
No, it'd be a separate show.
Okay, separate show. We interviewed the devs from Dire Vengeance. Is that what it's called?
Dire Vengeance.
So they were super cool to talk to. So that was about 20, 25 minutes or so. So that'll be a separate show or YouTube video. So go look for that. Like Josh mentioned, we did a live react to the Indie Direct. And then I think we broke it out and it's separate as well, like a 10, 15 minute reaction where Cheesy jumped in as well. So go check that out. There's just content flying out of Josh's YouTube page today. So go watch.
YouTube and audio. They're all going out as audio as well. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.